No government majority as Podemos partially recovers Socialismo Revolucionario or CWI in Spain reporters. The elections on the 20th of December registered a fundamental change in the political situation and composition of the parliament. This change has been building, through mass mobilizations and social movements over the past years, and was also reflected in the local elections in May, when Popular Unity candidates won in Barcelona, Madrid and other cities. The most important aspect of the change reflected in these elections is the breaking of the two-party system, which lost over 5 million votes between the conservative PAGES Popular Party and ex-social democratic, Socialist Workers Party. The PAGES lost over 3.6 million votes and its parliamentary majority, while SOE had its lowest vote, since the end of the Franco dictatorship in 1978. However, two new parties erupted into parliament, including the right-wing populist Ciudadanos but especially Podemos, which won over 20% of the vote, and will have 69 seats, together with allies, in the parliament. Despite its recent turn towards moderation, Podemos stood as an anti-austerity force, and was seen as anti-establishment. The PAGES, which won 123 seats, still emerged as the biggest party, with a margin of 1.7 million votes over second-placed SOE. This is despite the strong decline which the PAGES has suffered during its term in government, due to its savage cuts in health and education, mass long-term unemployment and precarious labor reforms, growing poverty and inequality, etc. The recent anemic growth and the fact that unemployment is no longer growing though new jobs are miserably precarious may have served to boost the PP's result. However, its overall result was still disastrous. Ciudadanos made a strong entry to the parliament for a new national party, but achieved well below its expectations. It damaged itself by making political blunders, crucially promising to support the formation of a PAGES government in the last stages of the campaign. Podemos. The most important change in the political situation is of course the entry of Podemos into the national parliament, with over 5 million votes in its first general election. Skillful performances and TV debates by its leader Pablo Iglesias, as well as the strong intervention of key social movement leaders, all contributed to Podemos's success. In the end, Podemos was only about 340,000 votes behind SOE. In Catalonia, the Podem en Comú list, supported by Podemos and the United Left and others, was the biggest party, in an historic victory. This comes only 3 months after the Podemos-backed list had poor results in the Catalan elections. Podemos was also the leading party in the Basque country, and came second in Galicia and Valencia, both traditional fortresses of the PAGES, where it also stood in alliance with other left forces. The results show that Podemos won its best results in lists where a genuine uniting of forces, including the left and workers' organizations, took place. It underlines what Socialismo Revolucionario has consistently argued, that a united candidature, based on the social movements and all genuine left forces, including the United Left, which stood as Popular Unity, and won almost a million votes, could really have fought to win the elections. Building such unity now, in a democratic non-sectarian struggle against austerity, is an urgent need of the hour. The United Left/Popular Unity IUP result was also significant. Its campaign was mostly based on a solidly left-wing program, including the nationalization of bailed-out banks, renationalization of the energy companies to end fuel poverty, and invest in renewable energy, etc. In general, the elections showed a shift to the left in society, reflecting the class struggle in the last period. This must now be built on, in struggle against the austerity of whatever new government is formed. Prospects. It will probably be weeks before a new government is formed. New elections will be called, if no candidate for prime minister wins a vote in parliament. Any minority government will be inherently unstable with less chance of completing its term. Despite the pressure, which SOE is coming under to support, or at least not oppose, a new PAGES government even at the cost of losing more support, it is more probable that SOE will try to form an alternative government. This may involve Podemos and Popular Unity supporting the formation of such a government. While such a move, aimed at kicking out Pages from power, may be correct, it is essential that the left parties retain their independence from such an alternative government and avoid forming a coalition or giving stable political support. The most important way to get concessions from a minority government, be it so or Pages, is in struggle on the streets and in workplaces. New elections could see the real left make even further gains, especially if a genuinely united movement is built. This would allow real left government to be fought for. Socialism. A program for such a government would start with the cancellation of the anti-worker labor reforms of the Pages and so, the reversal of the cuts to the public sector, scrapping of anti-democratic laws, reversal of privatizations and an end to austerity measures. However, the experience of Syriza in Greece, and of some local governments in Spain, has shown the limits for a reformist government to act within the capitalist system, if it is not willing to take bold socialist measures to break with the capitalist austerity agenda. Additional measures would be necessary to change the fundamental orientation of the economy, taking it out of the capitalists' hands, through measures such as the nationalization of the banks under democratic control, and taking the key sectors of the economy into public, democratic ownership. A left government would also enshrine the right to self-determination of all nations in the Spanish state, and guarantee an immediate, free and legally binding referendum on Catalan independence.